We're back to Padres Social Hour,
the off-season edition.
Keeping you up to date on all the hot stove news, presented by United Airlines.
Padres Social Hour off-season rolling on. Bill Center, Jesse Agler. Mentioned we were at the winter meetings in Nashville a couple of weeks ago. Cold there. Very cold there. Miserably cold and gray. Here, at least when it's cold, it's still sunny and beautiful. There it was cold and gray. But one of the highlights, I think, of the few days that we were there was getting the opportunity to sit down next to that lazy river with the Padre manager, Andy Green.
All right, Andy, first winter meetings as a big league manager. How has it been so far for you?
It's been great. You know, we spent a lot of time in the suite talking about possibilities, ways to make our club better. Obviously, connecting with a lot of people here in the area. And it's just the hub of activity. And, you know, we've accomplished some things already and have some good things on the docket as well.
What are those nights like in the suite? You, AJ Preller, the baseball operations staff, as you're talking about potential moves, potential guys, all that kind of thing.
With AJ, he's very opportunistic, so everything's on the table at any time. Any discussion points acceptable, so you can bring anything to the table. And I guess as a manager, it might cause a little trepidation from time to time because you talk about anybody, but at the same time, that's the only way you're going to improve your club. That's the only way you're going to end up great is exploring different kind of possibilities.
Are you even able to like start to formulate in your head, all right, I kind of want to use this guy like this, that guy like that, or does the fact that AJ is taking and making so many phone calls sort of slow yourself down a little bit?
I think you wait for the roster to be redesigned a little bit before you start making plans on your lineup for the season. You know, adding John Jay a couple days ago, that's a huge piece for us. It's veteran leadership. It's a left-handed bat. It's a guy who's got a tremendous feel for the game. And in my 10 minutes talking to him on the phone, you realize how impactful he's going to be for our club.
When you came in, how much of an opinion did you have on the current roster and sort of the state of that? Obviously, you were in the division last year, but you're so much more focused on your own club. How much homework, I guess, and catching up was there?
There's obviously trying to get to know guys intimately. I think that's the most important thing when it comes down to it. Sitting face-to-face with Matt Kemp and talking to him for a couple hours, taking James Shields out to eat, sitting down with Tyson Ross and getting to know guys on a personal level. That's the only way you really get to know what's inside guys. You can read all the scouting reports you want, but it's really time spent. It's time invested in guys, and I think we found out that we got some good guys here.
Have you taken a boat ride yet since you've been to Nashville?
Need to. That's it looks like a lot of fun right there.
It's only $9.95. So, yeah, maybe we'll set you up on one of those. It's a blast. It can get a little bit choppy at times, though. As you sort of continue to work with AJ and his staff, is there a turning point for the manager when you sort of get out of off-season mode and into season mode? Is it when you show up at spring training? Is it before that? When do you sort of start, focusing that way?
I don't think 100% of focus goes that direction, especially right here at the winter meetings. But we had staff meetings, got our whole staff together right before I came down here. Spent a couple days, a little bit of talk about spring training, ton of talk about staff expectation and our players and what they bring to the table. So mine kind of looks forward for a little bit. Then you come back to the present and think about roster construction. And then once we clear these winter meetings, tons of effort will be put into putting spring training together.
And you've got the coaching staff. They're obviously a big part of that. How excited are you to work with this crew that you've put together?
I personally believe it's the best crew in the game of baseball. I think the type of experience we brought in, some of the type of youthful energy that we have at the same time, I think we run the gamut. I think we cover all our bases. I think, you know, in Mark McGwire, you have a bench coach who's been a world championship player, a world championship coach who's been to the playoffs five of the last 6 years. Has a ton of humility to him and authenticity that guys respond to. So not just him, but you look all the way through the coaching roster, it's guys that are going to connect with our players, and that's ultimately what matters.
What do you make of a guy like Mark McGwire and now Barry Bonds in Miami as well, who had the sort of accomplishments that they had, want to get into coaching? And, I mean, that's not easy work. This is a real job, coaching. You know, it's not that he's showing up at 4 o'clock for batting practice, you know, half the year. I mean, this is a year-round kind of thing, you know, for most of these guys. For someone to be that accomplished and to have that sort of career and to want to get into coaching, what does that say about a guy?
Well, in Mark's case, I don't know Barry personally, but in Mark's case, like, he started 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And he says, like, point blank, I had to learn how to coach. I had to learn what it meant to grind in the cage, because there's really no harder job than the hitting coach position from an hours perspective and a time spent perspective. And he talks about learning how to coach. And, you know, the humility that comes from him, from what he did, 583 home runs and all his accomplishments, like, he put himself fully into coaching. And that's one of the reasons, like, it just stood out to me, someone of that accomplishment level, willing to invest that kind of time and energy in making other people better. I think it's perfect.
What are you most excited for moving forward here?
I'm excited to get to the players. I mean, it's all about them. It's all about putting them in positions to succeed. It's all about getting hands on the roster with the coaching staff and finding out how can we figure out whatever it takes to make the Padres absolute best they can be in 2016 and then beyond.
I've heard you say one or two times, you know, spring training may be a little bit different than what you see most teams do. From a drill standpoint, I'm guessing, is what you were talking about. Any further insight into what we're talking about there without giving away maybe any of the big secrets of what's to come?
No, I think early in spring, it'll look similar to what other clubs are doing. And as we progress through spring training, type of activities we do on the baseball field, the way we challenge guys, the pace of which we go about our drill work, it's going to pick up exponentially. And kind of what I believe is you have to force mistakes on the practice field so you can correct them and move forward. And the only way you can do that is to accelerate the pace of play. It's hard to simulate that in practice. It's usually the pressure of game situation that causes that. So there's some mechanisms we have in place to simulate that and to put guys in tough positions and hopefully cause that failure to occur so you can teach from it and learn from it.
All right. In an ideal world, 6 months from now, a year from now, 10 years from now, when somebody's describing an Andy Green managed team, they will describe it how?
I hope intelligent, opportunistic, and aggressive. I hope people look at us and say, you know what, they play the game the right way. They understand all the intricacies of the game. They take advantage of what the opponents give them, and they're constantly putting pressure on them, constantly finding ways to cause other teams to struggle because of the pressure they apply.
Very good. Thanks for your time, and enjoy the rest of these winter meetings.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jesse.
What are the Padres going to do to get ready for the 2016 season? You'll never know if you don't leave it right here. It's Padres Social Hour,
the off-season edition,
presented by United Airlines.